Don't forget, Frank Caliendo will join the Junks in studio at 8 o'clock. He'll be at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday, so be sure to keep listening and or watching for that.
Not to muck up the Tush Push discussion, I'm against banning it. You can vote at Junks Radio, and you can give us a call at 800-636-1067. I thought the more interesting proposal, which would affect the Commanders, is the proposal to not just go... You win your division, you're one of the top four seeds. Mm-hmm. So the Commanders, who did not win the NFC East, of course, were the sixth seed last year. But they could have had an improved seed based on record.
Yeah,
so I think that's the way it should go.
Detroit has resubmitted a proposal that strips the automatic home game for division champions and seeds all seven playoff participants based on record. And, you know, another example is... I believe Minnesota won 14 games during the regular season, didn't win their division. They had to play a road playoff game at the LA Rams, I believe was their opponent.
Yes.
Like, you should reward teams that win 14 regular season games.
I saw one of the criticisms of changing it is that the teams that win their division, I don't know if it's a criticism really, they just want home games.
Right.
Right. And some of these teams haven't had home playoff games in forever. And they're like, hey, if we finally win the division, shouldn't we get a home game?
Yeah.
So, but I like I think it's more fair when you just do it based on record.
It's more fair, and it also de-incentivizes teams from resting starters in week 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Because if you're locked in your spot and you can't move off your spot, and you've got a home playoff game.
Right. Because you wrap up the division early.
Right. You're going to rest your starters. It makes games less compelling down the stretch. This keeps your starters in play basically through all 18 weeks. So I don't have a problem with it.
So I'm against the Tush Push ban, but I'm pro in changing the playoff format.
I think I'm pro in changing the playoff format, too.
All right, let's make out some of these calls. A bunch of people want to chime in. Let's go to Ronnie in Mitchellville. Hey, Ronnie, what's up, man? Y'all with the Junks.
Peace and love, gentlemen.
What's up, Ronnie?
What's up, pal?
If the New Orleans Saints were the best team in the NFL with the Tush Push, would they even be talking about banning it?
They might if a team's converting that play at like 95% and defenses have no real way of stopping it.
What is your take? Why do you think they're banning it? Because it's in Philly.
Because it's Philly. Philly has the best offensive line. Mm-hmm. They have a perfect quarterback to run it, and they've been very successful. No other team comes close to Philly running that play. So you don't want to give, I guess in their mindset, the better team more ammunition. Because if it was the Saints, it wouldn't even be a discussion. And they talk about injuries. Don't tell me. Show me where's more injuries on that play.
But don't you see it as like a cheap and gimmicky type of play? When you see them lining up to do it, you almost automatically think, well, they're going to convert here. It's like the old extra point. There's a reason they moved the extra point line back, because they're hitting it all the time.
But that's one. That was a league wide. This is basically one team.
No, this would be league wide. It punishes. It's punitive for Philly because they have utilized it the best. But it would be a league wide rule. It's not just a rule against the Eagles. Well, it kind of looks that way.
But which team does it affect the most? The Eagles. It doesn't affect the Saints because they don't really run it.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Bills ran it. The Bills ran it a lot. Their success rate was only 78.4%.
Because they don't have the best offensive line.
Yeah, look, I'm on your side. I think it has more to do with the personnel. And as I've said a bunch of times, the regular quarterback sneak is very successful. This is just taking it to another level. They do it the best because of their personnel, because they're big. Their left tackle weighs 365 pounds. Their left guard weighs 332 pounds.
But again,
Kurt squats 600, 700 pounds.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
Let me ask you gentlemen a question. If the Commanders were the best team in the league at running it, would you want them to run it with Daniels as quarterback?
If we were the best in the league,
were the best at converting, sure.
I think so.
These guys risk injury anytime they're out on the field. I understand it might be elevated if... You know, you're diving into that scrum, into that pile.
What's the big injury risk, you think? A concussion? Just from the head-to-head stuff right there?
All I've ever heard them say is more injuries. But if Daniels was the best at running it, and it was more injuries, as they say, we really wouldn't want him because he's slight that, of Bill.
To me, the injury thing is cover.
Yeah,
I feel like the league knows that the Eagles are by and far the most effective at running it, and they don't want one team to have that big of a competitive advantage over the other 31 teams.
Thanks,
in the league.
Ronnie. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for the call.
But
the league likes parity. They like other teams to be able to compete.
But getting back to the defensive rules, you're not allowed to push. The linebacker's not allowed to push the D lineman,
no,
right?
That's correct.
So that is an issue.
Make it fair for both sides.
Make it fair for both sides.
Here's an article from Oddspedia. The article is, what if the tush push gets banned? And I don't know how they derive these findings, but their findings say, all right, Eagles win-loss record in 2024 was 14-3. That was their regular season record. They claim without the tush push, it could have been 11-4-2, which would have meant that the Commanders would have won the division based on this article their findings, because they're taking the tush pushes. And I think what they're doing is they're taking the tush pushes and they're successful, 95% of the time or whatever it is. And then they're replacing that with quarterback sneaks and saying sometimes the drives would be stopped. And I mean, I think it's very dicey at best, but clearly it impacts the Eagles more than any other team.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you allow defenses to, so like, I know, for example, on like field goals, you're not allowed to push. Right? You're not allowed to help a guy jump over the line.
Right.
All that stuff. Why would the offense be allowed to push, but the defense not be able to?
It's a great question.
In the regular season, the Eagles had drives ending in touchdowns 15 times when they used the tush push and 4 field goals. Because they're not just using the tush push on the goal line. Sometimes they're using the tush push on the 50-yard line, on the 40-yard line, whatever. So they're scoring at this great clip because they're benefiting from that conversion. I just think it's hard to speculate that they wouldn't convert elsewhere. I guess they're using the average based on regular quarterback sneaks. But you don't have to call a quarterback sneak and call a play action pass.
Yeah.
It's very speculative.
All right, let's go to Rich in Ashburn. Rich, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Sure.
My point... In banning it, I'm pro banning it because they're building defenses smaller now to combat the running quarterback. So generally speaking, most defensive linemen are smaller than they have been ever in history. And when you're building an offensive line like Philly has with a couple 350 plus guys, it is a decided advantage.
What if you allow the defensive guys to push back so the linebackers can push on the defensive ends, tackles?
That might be an option. I might be for that. But generally speaking, the way it is right now, the offense has a completely decided advantage just across the league because of the size of defensive linemen nowadays because they can run.
Right. All right. Fair point. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. This tush-push argument is kind of like the old global Mormon. Do you believe it or you don't believe it? Like, with the tush-push, is either you believe it's a football play or you believe it's a rugby play. And if it's a rugby play, then you can't say it's a rugby play and we're going to allow it. You're going to have to change the rules so the defense can come back, whether it's, let the defensive lineman, the linebackers push the linebackers in. But even still, you do that, and then, for me, if you're going to allow the tush-push, then you got to admit it's a rugby play. You got to let the defense do what they need to do to stop it. But then you can't have a situation where, the Eagles or whomever lines up as a tush push and then they pass the ball out of it. Because then you just open too many Pandora's box, if you will. And then, to Luvu's point, they try to stop it. And then the ref said, okay, you do it one more time, we're going to give you points. So I think you put the defense at, disadvantage that's so enormous that it just, it makes the game kind of unfair. So I think, if you allow it, you're going to have to change the game a little bit. But I think the easiest thing to do is just disallow it because, next thing you know, that's when you might not have a lot of injuries now, but then when you allow the linebackers to push the linemen, that's probably when the injuries are going to start coming in and into the game.
Look, you can ban
it. Thank you, buddy.
They certainly can do it. It might be banned, but what's next? teams are going to look at the success rate that the Commanders had on fourth downs running read option, where the ball gets stuck in the running back and then Jaden Daniels pulls it and scrambles for a run, and they're going to say, nah, 95% of the time, Jaden gets a first down. We got to stop that.
Yeah, but at least that's a football type of play. The big just pile being pushed by a bunch of guys, like, it's kind of gross looking, in my opinion. To me, it's aesthetically unpleasing.
What about?
I just don't like the way it looks.
What about if you have a 6'10 wide receiver and you throw a fade to them at the goal line every single time and it's automatic? Are you going to ban that?
Well, they banned dunking for when Wilt Chamberlain was dunking back in the day, didn't they? I think my understanding is they banned dunking.
But I think JP's point is if you're going down this highway of banning stuff that's overly successful, mm-hmm. what's going to stop you from another play coming that's super successful?
I mean, show me another play before the Tush Push that got banned because one team was so good at it that they had to just outlaw it.
So why not?
It's a precedent.
It's a precedent. That's
so
true.
So again, what's the downside if you allow? How does it bleed over and ruin the game or whatever? If you allow linebackers to push on a defensive end or defensive tackle's butt,
I don't know.
What
I don't know the downside to that.
Why, I mean, it just seems unfair.
Here are a couple of tweets. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio, and of course, text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Washington Hotcakes tweets: the problem is they don't just use it on fourth down. They do it on third to get closer for fourth. Two times in a row is terrible for the viewer. That's kind of the Cakes opinion, that it's just ugly to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. I mean, sorry. I like aesthetically pleasing football.
You don't want it to turn into a rugby match?
I mean, I like rugby, too. We're doing an appearance at Old Glory DC Rugby this up after Memorial Day weekend. I like me some rugby. I like to keep rugby and football separate.
Maybe
a reason that they're separated.
Maybe they should hire some rugby guys. Maybe they can come up with some ploys.
There's always a story about this guy's in camp. He played rugby in New Zealand.
And he's going to try to help with the Tush Push?
No, he's just like, he's going to be like some special teams
demon.
Forget
about that. I'm talking about hiring a rugby coach.
Sure.
That maybe has an idea of how you can coach up the defense.
If you're Dan Quinn and Josh Harris, there's no salary cap on spending for your coaching staff.
I think I'm onto something by saving a roster spot for some dude who's 6'10 for fades in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Little in Bowie. Little, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Man, thank you for taking my call, fellas. Man,
of course.
I look at it, man. Look, man, it's an embarrassment, man. Man, if you all pro, why the hell you need somebody to help you move the pile?
Right.
I'm surprised none of the players from the Eagles ain't never speak up and say, but hey, I'm all pro. Let me do my job.
Well, they don't care because they're hitting their incentives. They're scoring more touchdowns. They're scoring more points. They're winning Super Bowls.
To Little's point.
It's embarrassing, man. Anytime you have a pillow on your back, anytime you want some respect in the league, you think the legend Doc Walker wants somebody to push him? The best blocking tight end in the NFL, in my book.
Little, if you watch it, to your point.
If you all pro, let me do my job. It's an embarrassment, man. And I'm going to tell you, I'm surprised nobody in the league hadn't realized. Man, if you pose, show me what you can do.
Yeah.
What you need some help for.
Listen, I don't think they particularly need the help. I guess you're showing me the stats that they're 95 to 89 before or whatever, but.
Prove it in the middle of the field. When you're on the 40-yard line, you need 2 yards.
Yeah.
Thanks, Little.
I see the offensive line moving the defense every time. They just move them, and then they get that extra push to get an extra couple yards.
Why would I care? Win the Super Bowl. You think I care if some dude pushing
me? You're getting $10 million more a year in endorsements. Yeah. You think you care?
You think my ego's that big that I give a rat's ass if someone helps me?
I think I stand either ban it or allow defenses to do the same thing.
Yeah. Give the defense a fighting chance.
How's that not been brought up?
I don't know. Somebody should advocate for the defense for once.
Advocate for the defense. How can one side, use the whole team to shove against you and you can't?
Yep. Doesn't seem very fair.
Doesn't seem fair.
All right, coming up at 8 o'clock, Frank Caliendo will join us in studio. He's in town to perform at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday, so be sure to keep listening and or watching. Attention, golfers and Patriots, the annual Purple Heart Open presented by Green Drop is back, and it's better than ever. Join them Tuesday, June 3rd at 1757 Golf Club for a day filled with camaraderie and competition. You can make a meaningful impact in the lives of those who have sacrificed so much for our country. Register today at purpleheartfoundation.org and secure your spot in this unforgettable event. If you can't attend, you can still play a vital role in supporting our heroes. Donate auction items or make a direct contribution. It's easy, it's impactful, it's tax deductible. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org.